don't move, Marcy.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news, yeah, sector competition, and he played with Tony Dungy, better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz,
said everything you need and more, yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before, we call him
Big Game James.
Yeah.
Big Game James. Big Game James.
What's going on, everybody? It is that time. That's right. It is Big Game Sports Buzz, where the pro athlete and the sports fanatic get together and talk about sports and everything else around it. I am Jay Sox, the buff nerd. That is that dude. They call him Big Game James. What up, guy?
Hey, man, I'm jealous because I don't have the festive shirt that you have right now, bro.
Hey.
Even though it's Grinch, I'm digging it, dog. I'm really, really digging it, man.
Hey, man, look, you got the tree. I said I had to come with it. So this is my favorite Christmas character, you know what I'm saying? This is what Christmas is all about, stealing presents and you know, making kids cry, man. I love it.
Hey, Stoggs, have you seen the shirt, man? It says, F them kids. Or and it's the Grinch, and it's the middle finger of the Grinch.
I have not. I will look for that on Etsy because I'm sure it's there. I'll be picking that up.
I guess I know how to get you for Christmas then, bro.
That's it, brother.
It's a straight classic, boss.
Hey, between that one,
I love it.
Between that one and the Will Smith slap ugly Christmas sweater that says "Keep Santa out your effing mouth." Yes,
that
sir.
I need to see that one in my life as well.
I'm gonna send it to you, bro. It is fantastic.
Yes. Okay. Cool.
Fantastic. Cool. There you go. So yes, this is Big Game Sports Buzz again. We talk about sports, things that relate to it, and you know, from the different perspectives. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your people. Because listen, we have great content. We just need y'all to send it out. We're gonna keep sending it out. Game does a great job with our graphics as well as making sure that it's up, and you know, making sure that you can read it because there are different types of learners out there, as we know. But hey, it's fun stuff. I got something to say, I know it. But it's fun stuff, especially here on BGSE Network. Coming with you with all different types of content. So make sure that you check it out. I think I did a pretty good job there.
Hey, you on top of it, bro.
It's the beginning of the show. It's the beginning of the cast. We'll just see how this works itself out. It's tis the season to be jolly.
Hey, I officially started my break today. My winter break officially started today at 4:05.
Give yourself a hand clap.
PM.
Give yourself a hand clap.
Only kids I gotta see for the next 2 weeks belong to me. So hey, let's have a good time.
Listen, I'm not looking at them. I told them go somewhere else. I just need to see you Christmas.
Damn, that's
Christmas
it.
Christmas Day.
That's it. Just Christmas Day.
Is it Christmas Day?
Well, hey, shit. I ain't mad at you, brother.
Christmas Day. Man, look, a lot of stuff's been going on. Let's go ahead and let's jump into it. Into these four downs. That's right. The four downs, the hottest topics going on in sports, as we say from the Big Game Sports Buzz perspective. Biggest news right now, I would probably say, besides CFP. We'll kind of talk about that here. Ja Morant has made it back into the National Basketball Association, into the association. And he tops it off with 31 points in his debut and hits the game winner. Talks about, you know, hey, he's learning from his past and he just wants to, you know, talk basketball, do basketball, be basketball. No, he didn't start, but what's your thoughts on this? You know, coming back and I'm, before you answer that, mm-hmm. So they're saying that nowhere in the history of the association has any player come back from, you know, 25 games or more of a layoff and had 31 points and hit a game winner. I mean, no one's been suspended for 25 games with.
Damn, that part, that's impressive though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's somewhat impressive. I'll say this, Jay. First and foremost, I pray and hope that Ja Morant learned from this whole ordeal. I hope that he served his 25. I hope that he's ready to come in with the right frame of mind outside the game. Because I never questioned Ja Morant's preparation for the game or his readiness to play on the court. It's, you know, been shown by him that it's off-the-court decisions that have been made that have just been horrible. So, first and foremost, I really hope that he is ready to play, that he's put all the dumb stuff behind him, that he can keep better people in his surrounding and circle that will help keep him out of trouble and get back the ball. Because I honestly believe that when Ja Morant plays, it's better for basketball. The dude is a human highlight film just waiting to happen.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about this, as you could probably tell. And it goes back to, you know, when a person shows you who they are, believe them, right? You know, it's you've been given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after, hey, don't do this again. I learned, you come on record, video record, I'm not going to do this again. I've learned my lesson. This isn't going to happen again. I've learned my lesson. And yet here you are. Now, society is one in which everyone has a camera. Everyone has a camera. And so if you show up somewhere, you have to know and understand someone's recording you. It's not fair. It's not right. But that's what it is.
But what about when you record yourself?
Well, hey, dumbass.
Okay.
I warned you before we started.
Yes, you did. You did.
I warned you. What? I mean.
What? I wasn't ready.
I mean, yeah, you deserve all the smoke. You deserve what you got because, you know, I'm glad he's back in the league. I'm hopeful he's getting the help that he needs because he needs help.
Right.
But okay, 31 points, that's great. I mean, sports wise, that's great. Hit the game winner, great. Okay. Now what? What's next? What's next? You know, am I checking for Ja Morant when he comes to Dallas? Not really. So what?
Let us know how you really feel, Jay.
I mean, the question is this. Did he learn his lesson? And I put that to you. Do you believe he learned his lesson?
I hate to say it like this. Hell, only time will tell.
Yeah.
Only
you have to say it like
that. Only time will tell if he learned his lesson. I hope he didn't fall into that. I don't want to call it a trap because it was kind of self-inflicted. You know what I mean? Like, because everybody, young folk got to do shit for the gram. They got to do stuff for TikTok. They always want to be seen. They want the likes. They want the thumbs up. Yeah. You are famous enough and already get all the notoriety you need. Nothing else needs to be done to garnish attention, right? Yeah. So just go chill. Like, the fact that he was chilling in the strip club in Denver don't bother me. But the fact that you had to film the gun and brand, and that's a problem. That's an issue. Because if I'm relaxed in an environment that's got some lady entertainment, I ain't thinking about flashing no piece. Not that piece. Yep.
Who are you trying to impress? I think that, and you said that. You said that. Who are you? That's a question you have asked, and I know you've asked that. Who are you trying to impress?
Yeah, I've said that before.
Straight up.
Like,
and yeah. And this is homeboys.
At the point in time, Jay, I was in the league, right? I was in the NFL.
Yeah.
If anybody that's catching for the first time, I wasn't no super duper big time star, but at the same time, every level that you play at, there's some sort of stardom, right? So I would go places in Tampa and people would notice me, and it would kind of be, it would be cool to say, hey, James, what's up? How you doing? Hey, man, you and your wife, y'all want to come right here? Hey, I got a table for you. Just whatever it is, right? But you find yourself, like, to me, that was enough. I didn't need any extra attention. You know what I'm saying? I knew when I went out with certain people on our defense, we're going to get all the attention from everybody in the establishment. And that's not what players, some players don't really go out looking for that. Some do. Some feed off the attention and want more and more of it. And in today's age, I can't imagine what it's like to just be able to have one of your boys like hit that go live. You know what I'm saying?
And like, you are.
That wasn't an option before, Jay. It really wasn't. Right. But like I said, I just think it's the age and the times of how things go. I know John Morant coming out, Memphis needed that lift. He gave that to them.
Yeah.
It was against the Pelicans. And he played against his chubby friend. And who knows how competitive the game really, really was. But coming off the bench, getting his feet underneath him, seeing the excitement he put back into that bench, into that team, I like that. I really do. I like the fact that his teammates are like, cool, our guy is back. Let's go. Let's ball out. Let's do what we need to do. Like I said, I just hope that he learned his lesson and is not going to fall into that trap again.
Man, that's going to be the key. Make sure that you also, hey, if you're joining us, you're watching this, you're listening to us on Spotify or Amazon or Apple Podcasts, you can always comment as well. We love to read your comments and comment back. Big Game does love to tell you when you're wrong. I just try to let you down easy, you know. But if you going to be a dumbass, I'm going to call you a dumbass.
Polar opposite.
Speaking of. Let's move to that second down. Oregon State, Washington scrambling to find game. Washington State scrambling to find games. Pac-12. Now, they haven't officially dissolved yet, but they did win the injunction to where they're the only ones on the board. So they're the only ones that can make decisions for the Pac-12.
Right.
And they've come out and they've said, yeah, we're you know, they scheduled some games with the Mountain West.
Right, for football, yeah.
Right, for football. I'm you're from this area. And when I say area, you play ball in Nevada. You know, you came up out on the West Coast for a little while. So you're familiar. You know people that are still back there,
right?
In the area, you know. For us in the South, Southeast, in the East, in the Midwest, like, how big is this?
I don't think for a lot of other territories it matters, except for the territories that are going to draw that USC, UCLA dollar.
Right.
Like I said, Jay Stiles, we've talked about it. We've joked about it. We've talked about how no one cares about the Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
The Pac-12 had their best year of football in probably 10 years this past season.
Yeah.
When you look at all the teams that were ranked, how they played, how they did, what Deion and Colorado did for the Pac-12, right? And then for all that to happen, just to know that this was it, that it will be no more, that the big boys are gone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that Oregon State and Washington State will be able to play, you know, fill their football schedule with Mountain West teams to kind of keep it on the West Coast for them. And, you know, long story short, the rumor is they're really trying to merge and put a deal together with the Mountain West to have them really just move over and that become a new Pac-12.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time to do that.
Yeah.
But it's just, it just still goes to show to me, like, here it is. You have these two schools. You have this conference that did great. These teams didn't do bad. Oregon State was ranked in the top 25 all year this year. Yet they're scrambling to put together schedules for sports. This shit is just crazy to me. Like, I look at them like, bruh. Like, so now, for basketball, they've lined up, and it should be getting done here soon, where they're going to play in the West, the WCC, the West Coast Conference. That's the conference with Gonzaga, St. Mary, Santa Clara, Pepperdine, all them, right? For basketball. Probably going to probably do the same thing for baseball. But now they're just looking to pick and put together schedules for these two schools wherever they can. And it's just like the NCAA and the powers of money of this Pac-12 deal not getting done and keeping the Pac-12 together. To me, it just does a disservice to that student athlete. That's really how I look at it. And maybe that's just old dude to me now, looking at it the way, looking at it that way to where, you know, back in the day, like before your Big 12, you had the Southwest Conference and the Big 8, right?
Right.
Before they merged, become the Big 12.
Yeah.
The teams in the South had the SEC. Out West, it was the Pac-10 at the time before they added the two of those, before they added the Colorado and the Utah to make it the Pac-12.
Right.
That's the TV. That's what you saw on TV. That's what you aspired to play at and go be at. And the game was not super duper global yet because the internet was not a big thing at all yet.
Yeah.
Right. So you worked to play regionally. And you would, you know, you saw that. Like, oh, dog. Hey, man, I know you want to go to school. I know you're trying to go D1. Where you want to go? Yeah, dog. It's all about that Pac. It's all about that Pac-10, dog. I want to go Pac-10. Yeah. That was the standard, right, for the West Coast guys.
Yeah.
Now, every now and then you got out. You know, you have some guys that would go a little further. But the Bamas of the world weren't coming in and getting and Ohio State.
No,
coming
in getting,
they weren't coming and getting the C.J. Strouds and all those guys that, you know, and Daniels from LSU, who's from the Inland Empire in Southern California. Yeah. What happened? Like, you know, those dudes were going to UCLA, USC, Arizona, Arizona State, Cal. The smartest were going to Stanford.
Yeah.
And so I know the game has changed. I know the recruiting's changed. But just to see the whole struggle of these two schools coming from a conference for a lot of guys that meant a lot to the West Coast and was the standard of West Coast football before these other schools start coming in and pecking and pulling that talent away. Because everyone will be like, well, you know, I think the best athletes come from Texas and Florida. And, hey, California got some ballers, homeboy. Don't trip on it.
They
don't
sleep on it. No. But down for you does. Yeah. I was just going to say, you know, it's, you know, we talk about Big East as well, you know, and Syracuse is in there kind of in the mix back in the time. The only time see those teams play against your teams was in a bowl game.
Yeah, and it was fun to watch.
So you would see like a Penn State versus USC, and that's the only time you would see that because they won their conference.
Right.
And so the winner of their conference and the winner of, you know, the Pac-10 would play each other in the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl, yeah.
Right. And so so in the Big Ten, like you would see, like that's when you would see those games and you would bring in other people regionally, like, okay, I haven't watched Syracuse all year, but who is this Donovan McNabb kid? Who is this guy?
Right.
You know, seeing Nebraska playing a Florida or you know, I mean, like when you see that now on a national scale, and when we talk about Pac-10, and I've said this about the issue with Pac-10 is that they come on so late for the East and Midwest.
Yeah.
That when you have a game that starts at 8 or 9 o'clock, you're not trying to watch that.
Maybe.
What's up, dude? Good to see you, man. Hey, make sure that you check out Two Birds, One Show right here on BGSC Network. The Philly guys, you know they're going to be talking Philly sports as well as craft beer. Let me tell you, these two guys, when it comes to that, there's no one better. I've checked them out. The competition, because that's what you do. There's no one better than these two guys. So
and
check them out.
You may see an appearance in the Buff Nerd and Big Game there in approximately about 40 minutes.
40 minutes. Because you know they're going to start it off. They start at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're going to sneak right in there. But yeah, man, it's been one of those things where, you know, watching Oregon State and Washington State scramble, I hate it for the Pac-12, but I'm also not crying over it.
No, a lot mainly, of people don't give a damn about it because they'll find a way to survive because,
oh yeah,
you know, that's what you do today in college football. Chip Kelly had some great ideas the other day talking on your man's show, the crazy Pat McAfee show. I like Pat McAfee, bro. He's
crazy. He yells a bit too much for me, though.
He does. He curses like me too. I need to pull him in here one day, dog. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy. But anyway, he had some ideas of what could work alignment wise, mm-hmm. of how to make this thing work, and to do it almost like you have divisions, like you do in the NFL. Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But lo and behold, we're not going to be the dead horse. Oregon State, Washington State, best of luck to y'all. When you face Nevada next year, I hope that we whip your ass. But other than that, hey, man, I hope y'all fill your football schedule up. And I hope that basketball and baseball and everything else goes well for those two programs, bro. I really do.
Facts. Let's move it on. Third down. I think this is one that everyone is actually celebrating because I really don't think people like this program. Michigan facing more allegations. And now they're actually coming down and saying, you know what, Harbaugh, Coach Harbaugh? Yeah, you're guilty, bro. You're done.
Man, this Stocks, we knew you said this before. Things were going to come out.
Yeah.
Things were going to hit him a certain way. No mm-hmm. doubt.
Yep.
But what's up with the timing, dog? I don't know if I'm a fan of the timing of this shit. Like, you know what? Let Jim Harbaugh, my bad.
Listen,
I want them to have to pay, but can we let that shit happen after the playoffs? Like, no. Can we let them focus? I need them to whip Alabama's ass, bro. I don't need them distracted going into this playoff.
This is the East Coast bias, and I'm going to say that because I feel I can. Not only is it the East Coast bias, I'm also going to say because they want Alabama to win.
No shit. That's why they put him in there. Old Florida State. No lies.
I listen. I've that's another segment that's coming up pretty soon. I'm talking about Florida State. Michigan facing. No one wants to see them, except for Michigan people. But they know that. Look, if we can hamper them any way we can. Because here's the thing. He still gets to practice with them.
Yeah, but this is my thing. Is this the last straw? Like, if more allegations come out, if he's found guilty this time, is he out? Does that open the door for the NFL for him?
They found him guilty. That's the thing. They found him guilty. They're going to hand out, you know, the sanctions or whatever after, but it will be specifically for him. Which probably means that, you know, he'll get a, you know, maybe half a season suspension, whatever.
Hey, half a season for me, I'm dipping, dog. I was like, peace. I'm out, dog. I'm not spending half a season. I don't know. That's a lot of bread to walk away from, but still, I'm out.
He's going to get paid. He doesn't have to be there for games. You know, he's still going to implement the system. He's still going to be there for practicing. He's still going to be there for recruiting. And they're still going to get the eyeballs on their team. I mean, yeah, it sucks he's not there on the sideline for, what, 5 to 6 games. But, you know, you're still ahead of the program.
And this is for the COVID season now, too. Let's not get it twisted. All the shit that's coming out right now, besides the Spygate shit, these mm-hmm. new allegations, mm-hmm. it's from the COVID season. Do you kind of feel like it's a Jim Harbaugh witch hunt? Real talk. To me, it seems like they fishing to find stuff on this dude, man. And I'm not a Michigan guy. Don't get it twisted. Like,
right.
I'm going to sleep good at night whether Jim Harbaugh coaching at Michigan or not. I don't care what happens in Ann Arbor. But it just seems personal right now to me.
I heard a, I think it was a comedian, someone was saying, and they were talking about Oprah, you know, back in her old days when she was first started her show. And they said, you know, if you dig long enough, you're going to hit bones, right? You're going to get to the skeleton. If you dig long enough, you're going to get to the dirt, right? You're going to get to it. You're going to find the dead bodies if you dig long enough. From 19 till now, yes, they're going to find something. Is it petty? I don't know. You know, personally, NCAA has been working on petty since its inception anyway. So we can start right there.
Man, F the NCAA, dog.
That's just my feeling, man.
They're the ones messing up college football.
You have a great question here. I want to pose it, and then we're going to move on. Cliffhanger, will Harbaugh be out if Michigan loses? Nah, he won't be. He'll still be there. He'll still be there. Because he's going to say, it's not my fault.
I think it gives the athletic director something to think about, but I think you I think.
Because who are you going to put in there?
I don't think 2 years in a row, back-to-back years of being in the playoffs, supposedly got another great recruiting class coming. I think you're right. I think he's safe, regardless.
Yeah, and this NIL and portal.
Ooh, boy.
Come on, man. Come on. Fourth down. Let's go. Signing day has come and gone. The first official signing day has come and gone this past week. Some people have flipped, and some people have been very petty, speaking of petty, and disrespectful, some would say. When it comes to how they do it. So let's step back and, you know, talk about back in the early 90s, right? When one James Canada was considering where to play his college career, where to continue his college career. Briefly talk about that if you can, and then compare that to what we have today.
All right, first and foremost, man, before we get started, two of my former students signed their national letters of intent this past Wednesday on signing day. Mike Hawkins Jr. headed to the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, and a real close family friend of mine, Kylan Evans, going to Texas State University to be a Bobcat and play with them.
There you go.
Those young men signed their last letters of intent, and our coaching staff had a chance to go over there and be a part of that and watch that take part. And someone said to me today, they said, "Hey, Big Game, what was it like when you did yours back then? Man, do you remember that?" I said, "Let me tell you something. They didn't do all that shit back when I got recruited." It was like, you got recruited, you went on your trip. Once you decided where you were going, Jay, you signed your letter of intent, you faxed it back to that school, and then you reported there for camp.
Pause.
What's up?
Notice he said it was faxed.
Yeah. Hey, and you didn't have no you didn't have no fax machine. My parents just so happened to have their own business and company, and we had a facsimile machine in the home. I used the whole name of that motherfucker, dog. But
I love
real talk, Jay. Looking at it going, you know, you got courted. As you started playing, scouts would come to the game. You had the in-home visits. You still had in-home visits. If you were a super-duper baller, the head coach would come in-home. If not, it'd be a position coach and defensive coordinator. Right. If you're on offense, it'd be position coach, offensive coordinator. And then they would come back. And then if you really ball, if you played another sport, like, you know, at the time, I played basketball in high school. So here it is, like, when I was getting recruited by Nevada, because the first, man, my choices were because Marshall Faulk had San Diego State blowing up. And then Cal Berkeley was the close school right there in the Bay Area where I was at. I liked Berkeley a lot. I was like, dude, I'm going to Berkeley or I'm going to San Diego State. Like, Nevada who? Yeah, all right, whatever. But, man, shout out to Lamont Winston because this brother did not give up at all. You know, I remember us playing against JFK High School, and I look up, the whole Nevada coaching staff walks in and sits in a section of the bleachers. I was like, God damn, they got the whole coaching staff in here? All right, let me run it down, blocking shots, grabbing rebounds, outlet passes, hard fouls. You know, I'm a football player on the basketball court, no ways about it. But back in the day, that's kind of what you had to do, right? Like, you did those kind of things to make those types of impressions. Because, like, Colin Kaepernick, Nevada never saw him play football in person. They signed him off of a basketball game he had. Coach O. Yeah. And Coach O was the same person I walked into that gymnasium in Fremont, California, that saw me running up and down the court, blocking shots and setting picks, knocking people to the ground. And they was like, okay, yeah, we got to have him. So lo and behold, you know, I took my recruiting trips. I would call different coaches back like, hey, and my man, God rest his soul, my stepfather was amazing when it came to, like, you know, you, these schools, whoever you go, spend a lot of money on you. Yeah. So whoever you decide to go with and not go with, you're going to call all those schools accordingly and let them know what your plans and your thoughts are. Straight up. I'm like, I ain't got to call them. I ain't going. No, you're going to call them. And you're going to tell them why you're not going. And then, you know, you'll let them know. So, like, Oregon State, I'm up to call. Hey, coach, I just want to let you know, I'm Sunday coming up. Yeah, I'm leaning towards such, 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 such. I want to appreciate the opportunity you recruiting me. Yeah. No, my stepdad made me do that, man. He made me call every school that I decided not to go to.
That's way different.
You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's like, yeah, I'm coming. I told my son this. He laughed. I said, dog, do you know, I think I verbally committed on every recruiting trip I went on because I had so much fun.
That's why his stepfather was like, nah, you need to call him because they think they think you come in. They're like, what'd you think?
My stepdad looking like, hey, James Thomas, come here. Oh, let them know. Hey, because I came back, my high school coach was like, hey, Canada, how was it? Coach, boy, I can't wait. Hey, I told him I'm coming. He said, God damn it, Canada, you can't play at every school you go to. And you know, back then you only got five official visits.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had five schools I was playing for.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's great though.
But to see how it's changed now to do the signing days, to have the stuff in the auditoriums of the school, to, you know, to have the hats out, to pick and choose, to have the news there. I mean, that shit is amazing. Like, to where my son was there to witness two of his teammates do the early signing. And he's like, Dad, I can't wait. I hope that's me in 2 years. It's a cool feeling. And to get recruited the way kids do nowadays, man, is amazing. But the one thing I must say, these college coaches, the way you recruit the kids, please make sure that's the way you coach the kids when they get there. Don't blow, and excuse my language, don't blow smoke up their ass, and then by the time they get to your campus, you're a different person. Because that's the bullshit that gets a lot of kids jumping into this damn transfer portal. Besides the NIL money. That's a whole other topic within itself. So
We're going to have to do it. And you know what? We're going to have to do it. Bring Chop Shop. You know, do something. Because
I'm working on two guests that work in the NIL spectrum and realm that can come in and shed some light on it for us. So. As soon as I get that together, we're going to do a chop shop style, a blitz style of Big Game Sports Buzz with those guys on here.
I'm looking forward to that because that's some good stuff that's in there. Some stuff I think people don't even realize that are happening on these college campuses and what they've had to do to change the way they recruit and the way they retain. I think that's the other part. So we can spend a lot of time on that. But when you start talking about coaches changing how they are and changing what they do, you already know what that makes the person say, right?
Oh, yeah. It make them shake. Hold on. We skipped the whole down, didn't we?
No, we didn't, sir.
Oh.
That's it.
My bad. Okay.
Oh, hell no. 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 Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's right. This is the part of the podcast where we look at James and be like, yo, man, see what you just did? That makes us say, oh, hell no, because we did go through four downs. we pick things throughout the week.
My bad. It's been a long week, bro. It's only Thursday.
It's been a long week. I apologize. Hey, you know what? Tip the cup. Let's go. Let's get it up. Tip the cup. Let's get it up. Let's go. This first one.
He's coining phrases now, y'all.
Buff nerd. Let's go. Say, man, you want to take it? I got one.
Mine is old. Mine is about a week old, but I still, yeah, I'm gonna jump into it real quick because my son. Hey, man, I love the holidays, dog. I ain't gonna lie. I'm smiling ear to ear. I'm grinning cheek to cheek, man. My firstborn is home, bro. And I'm loving it. Like, I love having him in the house.
Yeah.
He ran downstairs with me the other night. And he is crazy. He's like, daddy, daddy. And he's just laughing. I was like, yeah, what with you? What? He said, tell me you saw this. Tell me you saw this. I'm like, so what? He said, look at your phone. I just sent it to you. Look at your phone. I was like, God damn it, just tell me. He said, North Dakota State. In Oak Hill. I was like, North Dakota State, Oak Hill. So I'm like, hey, what the hell are you talking about? Jay Stott.
Yeah.
NCAA basketball game.
Mm.
North Dakota State University, the Bison, are known for their FCS football, national championship playoffs the whole nine.
Yes, sir.
Their basketball program last week played a school by the name of Oak Hill College out of Minnesota. Yeah. Oak Hill College is in the Christian League. They don't even play in the NCAA. Their enrollment is 100 students.
Stop.
13 of these motherfuckers play on the boys' basketball team.
I don't believe you.
Oak Hill College. I'm not making this up, dog.
I'm going to look it up, man.
My son brought this to me, and God knows I was all over the internet for like the next hour looking into this shit. And I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying and I cramped up. Okay. I'm crying and laughing so hard, wow. I catch cramp. Oak Hill College, in 40 minutes of basketball, managed to score 14 points. 108-14 was the final score. Let me say that again for the people in the back that didn't hear me.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was at because I missed all this on ESPN and everything else. I didn't see it, Jay Stoggs. I missed it.
Yeah.
108-14 was the final score. They had 8 points at halftime, Oak Hill College did. And I'm about to send you this TikTok of the narration and the highlights.
Yeah.
It is the funniest. Hey, dog, I honestly think you and I right now at our ages could suit up and play in Oak Hill and be in their starting five. So for North Dakota State to find this school, to schedule the school, and beat the brakes off of the school like they did, they get my oh, hell no. Not even the fact that Oak Hill sucked the way they did. They were horrible.
Yeah.
Just the fact that North Dakota State found them to play them. It's
all that's amazing.
To them, and it's an oh, hell no to think about being a student at that school. Like, hey, where'd you go to college? Oh, I go to Oak Hill Christian Academy. Oh, Oak Hill Christian School. Oh, y'all the one? He 108-8. Like, what the hell? 14. So, yeah. That's my
old. Wow. That's fantastic, man. Look, I'm looking up something right now. That's wow. Hold on, I gotta get this. It's this one last piece, but my oh hell no. First, it started out with this. It started out with Texas high school football. Watched the championships this past week. Friends of mine came up from Houston. We watched the last game, DeSoto High School versus Summer Creek. First time that school out of Humble ISD or Humble, however you want to say it, Humble ISD, made it to the finals. They got the brakes beat off of them. 74 to 14. It wasn't even close. We stayed for the whole game.
Now, the men that we didn't talk about going and getting in the Whataburger line early and tell your son that you was there the whole time.
It was for my friends, and I couldn't believe, like, it was a massacre. But that's not what got me. What got me is this. Someone sent me a meme. You know, I'm a meme lover, okay? I'm a meme lover. They sent me a meme talking about the Carolina Panthers Falcons game. And I'm trying to put this in context as quick as I can, okay? And I know this is your beloved NFC South. I'm gonna tell you right now that. Mm-hmm. Across 10 UIL 11-man football state championship games played this week, you know, talking about that week, they had a combined 193,776 fans visit AT&T State. Okay.
Damn.
That's right. Last week, when the Panthers and Falcons played, and granted it was raining,
That'll do it.
They had 5,200 people show up for this game.
Damn. Hey, man, stop. Hold on. I know you got to finish your whole hell now. Tell me, dog. Hey, hold on, man. It rained. And I'm repeating it. Not trying to correct you. I'm just repeating it. You telling me only 5,000 people showed up to an NFL game?
5,200. Listen, his was crazy.
This would be my division. This would be my goddamn division. I hate you.
What's crazy is this, bro. The DeSoto and Humble Summer Creep game that we just talked about, where they got the brakes beat off of them.
Yeah.
Dude, they had 32,346 fans.
So
that's what they had.
Stop playing. A high school game. Now, shout out to the DeSoto Eagles for getting that championship.
There you go.
32,000 people at the DeSoto Summer Creek game and only 5,000 at the Falcons Carolina Panthers game.
Now, here's the hell no if you're ready.
Okay.
That's not even it.
I don't know if I can take no more, but go ahead.
The ticket for the game was $20 to go to the high school football game.
Right.
Guess how much it was to get to this Carolina game?
Stop. If you tell me it was $10, I'm going to walk off the show.
Man, get your slippers ready, sir. Wait, I'm going to look right in this camera right here. They had tickets as low as 45 cents.
I'm back. I had to go get some verification for some, you know, my people that fact checked in the back, and there's no lies told right here, y'all. Chase, the buff nerd, told no lies, and that is the best hell no segment ever that we've done in the 98 episodes of Big Game Sports Buzz since the buff nerd and Big Game James have been together. I have, I am, I, That shit's crazy. 45 cents? 45 cents for an NFL, bro.
45
cents. You would have did better just donating tickets, dog. Just go on some. I would have went to the homeless people and said that you get a free hot chocolate and a hot dog for coming to the game.
Come on in. You lost money the moment you opened the gate.
Boy.
45 cents.
Hey, man.
As low as 45 cents.
Hey, if Oh Hell No was a competition tonight, you won that motherfucker right there, boy. That goddamn. For real?
I like to thank God and Carolina Panthers organization.
Oh shit. All right, man. We're gonna get straight going, man. Let's
go. We gotta go. I'm sorry, we gotta go. Between the lines, you know, playoff race, playoff position is you know, getting really big in certain divisions.
Oh, dude.
Okay. All right. Bring it back. Oof, bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Playoff race heating up, like you said, as far as position wise. Real quick, best team in the NFL, I think we both can agree, is the 49ers.
Back, straight up. 49ers, okay. Best team in the NFL right now, for sure.
Best team. Going into this week, week 15, you know, we're looking at the AFC, Kansas City. I think it's safe to say they're not going back.
I don't think so. Tony Gonzalez would argue with me and maybe try to fight me over that, but no, they're not.
He's a homer.
I could take him anyway, though. He's big ass tight end.
I know you can. Baltimore, best team in the AFC?
I think they're the most underrated team in the AFC. Baltimore, right now, Baltimore Ravens are getting no respect at all, bro. I don't understand it. I really don't at all. I don't understand why Baltimore's getting no love right now.
Who's your dark horse in the playoffs? Going into the playoffs or going towards the end of the season, who would you say is your dark horse right now? And NFC and AFC, so one out of each conference.
Hey, and we're going to talk about your buddy here in a little bit, but don't – honestly, I might shock you when I say this. Don't sleep on the Dallas Cowboys this year. I just believe that. Don't sleep on Dallas in the NFC. And even though the Ravens will probably have the better record in the AFC this week, I still think they're dark horse. Everyone is still talking Miami. Everyone is still talking about Kansas City. I've even had fools talk about, oh, Buffalo's back now that they beat the Cowboys. So I just don't feel like the Baltimore Ravens are getting any respect at all. I think that they have to be a dark horse, bro. I really do.
Okay. I think we're going to end that there for the sake of time because we're running out.
Cool.
I'm going to skip over this one. It's important. And I'm going to ask you, if you haven't done already for the hate nurse, put that on your computer perspective or just something that you do. I think you need to dedicate real time for that.
I'll do that. I'll drop that nugget on everybody, especially from coming from a player and seeing the impact of injury and what it's done to people. And I've kind of talked about it in the past before. Sometimes a player has to be saved from themselves. I'll definitely do that for the Hayden Hurst man. No doubt.
Okay. Fantastic. So there's a tease there. Eagles struggle. Can they snap out of it? I don't think so.
What's the one thing last year, Jay, that we talked about with your Dallas Cowboys that really cost them? The one thing that killed the Cowboys last year?
Gosh, the one thing? I mean, there's so many things.
Okay, it's the one thing that's very relatable to Jalen Hurts right now.
To me, it's just not – he's not able to make decisions, proper decisions, when he needs to. You know, making the proper plays when he needs to.
Oh, that's one thing. But it's just this simple.
Yeah.
How many interceptions did Dak Prescott have last year?
Yeah, true.
15, right? 15 picks.
Yeah, 15. And he didn't play, and he was out five games.
Jalen Hurts has interceptions and fumbles combined.
Yes.
18 turnovers right now.
Yeah.
So right now, the way they're playing, I don't give a damn how good you are or supposed to be turning the ball over, especially when it gets to become crucial time in the playoffs, is not winning football at all. And I'm not trying to be funny. If anyone knows that, your Dallas Cowboys know that. Because in essence, that's really what killed them last year, the turnovers.
Yeah.
Philadelphia suffered from it. And the reason I put this up here also, because shout out to my man Trey, the co-host of Jay Stoggs' Cowboys Cutting Up. Trey has always spoke on, and you too, that the NFC East has not had a back-to-back champion in over the last 11 seasons.
Yeah.
At least Philly's going to find a way to blow it. And they control the drive. They control their own destiny. They're in the driver's seat. All they have to do is win. And the way they play Seattle on Monday, Philly about to choke.
And with a backup. Last one, Dak MVP hate and Shannon Sharp blasting Michael Parsons for his crying. I've never really thought of Dak as MVP winning. I'll say winning. You can put him in the conversation if you want to, but there's just too many mistakes. But Jay, you have to be able.
You don't think the improvement from this year to last year, just with the interceptions and the average point total, is Dak should be a legit candidate for the MVP?
I mean, we've seen this before with him. Like, they were the number one rated offense with Kellen Moore. Again, my issue is that if you're an MVP, and this is what I've said to you, and I've said this to Trey, MVP to me is, if I take you off the team, do they still win? If you take Dak off that team, they won with Cooper Rush. It's been proven. Yes, that was last year.
Stop playing, dog.
That's not
Stop
this year.
Cooper Rush managed those five games and helped get by. But Dak Prescott is a way better piece, a more intricate part than
Cooper
Rush.
We're talking about wins, though. Right? Okay. Cooper Rush won 4 out of 5. I mean, so you can say we want
third easiest schedule in the NFL last year, too, though.
You still got to win the games. As evidenced by Philly, as evidenced by New York, as evidenced by San Francisco, as evidenced by Dallas. You got to win the games.
Okay.
So that's,
now,
yeah.
Shannon Sharp on Michael Parsons. Those are some good points, man. And I just happened to be off on Tuesday this week. And I loved it because I was able to catch First Take and some, Get Up and all the good, sports shows early in the morning.
Yeah.
And the one thing I love about podcasts, all your better players in the NFL, NBA have their own. Mm-hmm. And they offer great insight. You know, back when I played, Jay, a reporter had to find a way to get a hold of you, go through the PR department, get you on the phone, or have a crew there in town at the facility, meet up, interview you, and the information get out.
Right.
Nowadays, players offer up information without anyone having to call and ask for it.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Micah Parsons.
Everyone has bad stuff to say about the Cowboys. Everyone just wants to see us lose.
And Jay Stoggs, you say this all the time. There's two types of fans in the NFL. Those who root for the Dallas Cowboys and those who root against the Dallas Cowboys. And I still say, shut up. You full of shit. That's not what it is.
But
let's be real. The one thing that the Jones family has done well since owning the Dallas Cowboys, they have learned how to play whatever hand they're dealt. When they're good, they sell it. When they're bad, they sell it. No matter what player they have on their team, those players, and I hate to say this, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
When a player plays for the Dallas Cowboys, all of a sudden they become more relevant.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm lying, people are saying, oh my God, Stephon Gilmore is great. Did it? He was good. He was great last year in Indianapolis. Indianapolis doesn't have the market and the media and the attention that the Dallas Cowboys have. So someone like Micah Parsons, who's whining and crying about what naysayers in the media have to say, Micah, you have done nothing but benefited from being a Dallas Cowboy.
Yes.
Because if Micah Parsons was on any other team in the NFL, he would just be a good-ass defensive player. And you wouldn't probably think twice about who he is. But because he's on the quote-unquote America's team, whether you watch to hate or watch to cheer, you know how good Micah Parsons is because you pay attention to the Dallas Cowboys. So Micah benefits, everyone benefits, him and Shannon Sharpe. Shannon telling him to grow up, get over it. I feel it. Micah, you have nothing to worry about. Handle your business. Do your job. You're the best at what you do at your position. You don't have to worry about all these other dudes.
No, not at all. Not at all. fantastic. Look, we got 4 minutes. We got to get into this.
We good. We ain't got to rush. I ain't giving a damn about them clips no more, bro.
Let's go. Because this is I'm so excited for this one. Hold on. Let me get a guest wig.
You're excited?
Because it's time for the top five. Let's go.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right. Some people have a top 100. Some have a top 50. Some have a top 25. Some punk out and have a top 10. But not here. Big Game Sports Buzz, where we have a top five. Who's in, who's out, what's in, what's out. It's the Christmas season. People like to gather around, cookies, eggnog, you know, stuff like that, right?
That rum you have will go great with some eggnog. Just
Yes, sir. You know it'll be on deck. but another thing they like to do is they like to gather around and watch Christmas movies. But here's the problem. Yeah, it's enjoyable. But the problem is there have been some really bad Christmas movies that have come out over the years.
Man.
Okay? And we are here to call them out. And if these are yours, hey, govern yourselves accordingly and put your toe to the line. Put your toe to the line so you can get these mass beatings. Let's go, man. Let's go. I'm excited.
In no particular order, but you know, I love Christmas time. Like I said, I just spoke on how excited I am to have my oldest son home. To be around and to, you know, watch sports with, watch family movies with, and everything else. But some of these, I had to go back in my think tank here and go back to even when I was younger to realize, like, that was some bad shit around Christmas time. first and foremost, one of them, Surviving Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that you love to talk about that you can't stand. Ben Affleck and James Gandolfini
from
The Sopranos.
That's very bad.
Horrible. Christmas with the Cranks.
That was bad.
A family that, you know, and y'all don't remember these movies. I ain't going to go in depth to describe them, but just look them up. Go watch them.
No, that was bad. Yeah, that was bad.
Some of these that made it for me were sequels. And what's the other word when you get past the second one? Is it trequels?
No.
I made up a word. I did. I just got black. Did. I made a word it's up. Trequel. All right. The Santa Claus was an okay movie.
Yeah.
But why did you have to go Santa Claus 2? Okay. What the hell was Santa Claus 3 with Martin Short as Mr. Freeze? What the hell?
Trash.
Boom, boom.
The Santa Claus 3, Doodoolicious, did not need to be made at all. Fred Claus. Hot garbage. And trash. The worst to me, because of what the first one meant to me as a kid, how much I enjoyed it, Home Alone 3.
Oh, yeah. 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 That's...
Macaulay Culkin wasn't even in that one.
No. But Spike was.
And you don't Spike know was the best. You don't know
I watched that one. I don't know why.
We all did. Why? Because you were hoping it was going to be cool.
And it was not.
Not at all.
It was not. They're British. It was bad. Very good list, sir. Very good. I appreciate that list. Thank you. Yeah, oddly enough, and I agree with all of them. Let me say that. I agree with all of them. You know me. I don't put these in order. You can put them, govern yourselves accordingly. You can put them however you want. Deck the Halls was on mine as well. Just a bad movie. Just a bad movie. This was with Danny DeVito.
I didn't have Deck the Halls, but it was in my top 10.
Jack Frost 2. Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman. Like, listen, I love Christmas. And I love Christmas movies. Like, the day after Thanksgiving, we put the tree up and we watch Christmas movies from that point on until after New Year's. Like, New Year's Day. That's what we do. I do. Gotcha. That's what we do.
Gotcha.
So I watch all this stuff. A Christmas Story 2. Should just stay with one. Stay with the first one. Just stay with the first one. And some people don't even like that one. But that's okay.
You un-American if you don't like A Christmas Story, bro.
Especially when they went to the Chinese restaurant for Christmas. And it's, listen, that is very racist, but I love it, okay? I got to be me. The fa-rah-rah-rah-rah? Come on, man.
He said, what if I go fa-rah-rah-rah-rah?
Fa-rah-rah-rah-rah. I couldn't say that. Yes, I love it. It's probably good we can't get clips on this
one.
The final two. Now, listen, these two, they're like neck and neck, okay? So I don't rank mine, but these definitely are the top one and two here. Elf.
What?
Elf is high garbage. I can't stand Will Ferrell in this movie. Like, it's like this. When you have like a chocolate and peppermint, like, Ghirardelli has a peppermint chocolate square, right? Uh-huh. And you would think, ooh, Ghirardelli, that's got to be good. It's not. Way too much mint. Don't eat it. You will not like it. You won't. It's not an Andes. It's Ghirardelli. It's too much mint. Too much of Will Ferrell is too much. Okay? And that's what Elf is.
I'm surprised, bro.
Too much.
All right.
And then finally, make sure you see that. The Grinch live action with Jim Carrey is by far the worst movie of all time.
Hey,
not just Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Movie.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I can count on one hand the amount of movies I've walked out of.
That's one.
Me and my father-in-law. He was visiting me. I was playing with the Buccaneers at the time. He came to town. He said, hey, AMC used to hook us up with free movies. I said, hey, Pops, you want to go check a movie out? He said, hey, man, I want to go see this Grinch movie. We get our popcorn. We go in. We checking out. You know, we can't wait. The movie come on, we get to the credits. 5 minutes in, we look at each other. We stood up, we walked out, we went to another day at them theater. We dipped on that movie so fast, bro. I don't know how. It was so bad, I think I forgot about how bad that shit was.
I didn't. Because here's the thing. It's two of my most favorite people, characters, whatever you want to call it. I was a very big Jim Carrey fan. Huge. Huge.
Okay.
Okay. And then, of course, the Grinch is my favorite Christmas character. Okay. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm surprised I still like Jim Carrey because he's ruined two characters that I love. The Grinch and the Riddler and Batman.
That part.
But that is it's funny, my daughter and I will argue. We'll argue because that generation, they liked the live action Jim Carrey. They didn't like that one. Absolutely hate it. Absolutely hate it. If that DVD was on fire, I wouldn't let my dog piss on it. If he did, I'd tell him bad boy. I can't say I'd beat him because that's wrong. You just said it
without. Hey. BGSC Network does not condone the beating of pets at all.
No, but.
But I understand.
That's such a horrible movie. All right. So, yo, I've got to jump out of here because we're going to jump over there, right?
Yeah, we're gonna go say what up real quick to the fellas of Two Birds.
Before we do that, I am the Buff Nerd. Let's go. You've been watching Big Game Sports Buzz here on the BGSE Network, where sports and entertainment collide. Thank you for joining in. Make sure that you comment. Make sure that you subscribe, like, and share. And also ring the bell so you know when great content is being put out.
Headline!
Let's go!
Hey, until next time, peace.
And happy holidays.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the